This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Another broadcast week begins of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. This is what this show is all about. I've been at it for almost 23 years in broadcast media. And some of the things that we've talked about over the years, you know, would have been science fiction-like Orwellian predictions of the future, like vaccine mandates or vaccine passports and special cards or biometric data link-ups to allow you to have the freedom to go to the grocery store, much less travel between countries or even between states. And some of the times we've actually talked to folks from around the world, and particularly our friends in Australia. Meryl Dory from the vaccination group down there, they had to change their name from the Australian Vaccination Network to the Australian Vaccination Risks Network because they didn't like that they weren't overtly saying they're not a big fans of these vaccines. And Meryl's done amazing work coming from America, marrying an Aussie, and living there for many, many years now. And we've interviewed them about the sending police state that's happening in Australia. We played some footage on Friday's broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show because we're also on Monday through Friday, not 2 hours a day, in addition to our syndicated radio show today. And it was just stunning. The quarantine camps are real. Reports of tracking down aboriginals and holding them down and force vaccinating them against their will. I don't know if all of this is valid or true, but we have a special guest we've never had on the show before from Australia. He's a retired barrister, and he'll have to explain that for those of you in America who aren't sure, other than watching A Fish Called Wanda, which I think John Cleese was playing a barrister, where they wear the robes or like a judge, or if they're not a judge, maybe they're the lawyer. So we'll get that information as well, and we'll welcome right now to the program someone who knows Meryl Dory as well as the ABN down there, Julian Gillespie. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board. I'm just sad for the circumstances. We've all been very feeling, you know, just sad and outraged about what's happening in Australia for the good people there. And our perception in America of the wild frontier, the outdoors, the outback and all of that seems to have been lost on the people because the government has gone mad, I think, in going to a police state detention center scenario of vaccines or your freedom is gone. Am I exaggerating? Is that really happening?
In parts of the country, definitely that's occurring. We see that our Indigenous culture, our Australian Aboriginal people, are being specifically targeted by our Australian Federal Police, assisted by our Australian Defence Force personnel. And the few videos that are making it out of those regions, particularly in the Northern Territory, from persons affected, they're really quite alarming. They're frightening, and we can't get sufficient media exposure in there. I mean, we've developed a very robust alternate media necessarily in Australia, but they are still under-resourced and have their own battles in the major capital cities. Being able to get up there and report on the ground is a very difficult thing. Plus, we understand that the AFP, of the Australian Federal Police, and the defence personnel are restricting the movements of people into the areas where they are quarantining Australian Aboriginals. So,
wow.
Media would have a very difficult time being able to get close to and or interview persons affected up there at the moment.
Right, and I'm thinking about what we're witnessing, and I'm thinking, you know, the people of Australia should be so outraged at what's happening that they would protest, and we've covered some of the protests. In fact, apparently the police there have been willing to fire on unarmed protesters because most of Australia has been disarmed for many years due to a tragic circumstance, some would argue maybe a false flag event that occurred that people really did get hurt and died, but the Australian people gave up a lot of their firearms, unlike in America where we have a Second Amendment that you know, is like, oh, you're not taking our guns. There's some level of fear that the government has of the people. I don't think the people are frightening the government yet, are they?
No, not at all. The police firing on the population, the unarmed population, to be clear, occurred in the state of Victoria just a few short weeks ago. They were using rubber bullets, but we're talking about some very sophisticated weapons that are automatic in nature, and they were shooting, you know, a lot of rounds at protesters who were peacefully marching, and they were being the police were shooting at protesters who were leaving, running away from them with their arms up.
Right. Yeah, this is what we saw. It's like, this is the kind of thing where you have like Amnesty International and these other international organizations protesting with the governments of the world, protesting and sanctioning governments that would do this to their people back in the day of the Soviet Union or Communist China, where these would be outrageous and people would be rightfully and indignantly outraged about what's happening. And I see very little in the international community calling out the Australian government for treating its citizens in this way.
Well, that really speaks to the complicity of allies in what we're seeing occur in Australia. In other words, there's a tacit consent or a willingness of, let's call, put in inverted commas, our friendly, our friends in other nations are turning a willful blind eye to what's occurring here. And so we're obviously looking at an alignment of governments, which are, from a distance. No one's looking at the citizens anymore. We're not of value for comments, which is quite unreal.
Well, it's clearly captured by the pharmaceutical industry worldwide, what most Western governments have been. But in your case, your proximity to China, also I've been hearing a lot about Chinese influence as well. And, even from the World Health Organization standpoint, the latest named variant, whether you believe it's real or not, Omicron, they skipped over Xi, XI, because the leader of China is named Xi, and they didn't want to upset China. So there's a lot of conflicts of interest happening globally, much less what's happening in Australia. Now, can you explain the retired barrister? A barrister, is that a judge, or is that more like the lawyer that represents one side or the other in a case?
Yeah, if you've watched an English legal show and you see what's occurring in the courtroom, you see the fellows who wear the wig and the black gown, who address a judge. So a barrister is a specialist litigator who has a right of audience to appear and speak to our courts and assist the courts with ultimately dispute resolution. That was my former position. So I'm well equipped to interpret legislation and see, for instance, if there's any merit for bringing arguments against the government if they've done something wrong.
Well, and making arguments that could be followed and hopefully ruled upon to your favor or to the favor of those who would hire you in such a circumstance. And obviously this has got you so riled up, maybe it's a lack of a better way to say it, but that you have sort of come out of retirement to say, you know what, I'm going to engage in my skill set for my lifelong career and come back out and say, here are some arguments that I want the people of Australia and the government to consider and maybe even take it to a case or a challenge on a state and or federal level.
Yes, that's exactly what's occurred. I am still retired because I don't currently have a practicing certificate, so it's not legally correct for me to say I've come out of retirement. But I'm nonetheless well equipped to perform the duties in an unofficial capacity. So the consequence of that was I had been sitting back waiting for someone to bring a strong legal challenge to everything we've been watching here. I had formulated a case in early October that had other local issues with respect to mandates to deal with and write upon. And then seeing no very strong cases being brought, I finally rendered an opinion after about a week and a half's work, which, fortunately, to my surprise, does show, in my view, very strong grounds for challenging our federal government here for why to put to them that you are in error for having not suspended or cancelled the supply of these vaccines to Australians in light of the historically unprecedented levels of death, illness and injury being suffered by the Australian community as a consequence of receiving these vaccines.
So the adverse event reporting system, we've seen that around the world and in the United States, it's unprecedented is a word, maybe an understated word, as far as the number of injuries and deaths that have occurred since the advent or the introduction of these so-called COVID jabs of various manufacturers. And in your case, you said you were looking for somebody to do a challenge. Did you finally say, I don't see the challenge, but I think I got a challenge in my head. I want to get it out of me and then get it out for those that can pick up the baton, so to speak, and get into the courts and challenge?
Yeah, yes, and just to be certain, because I hadn't been practicing for a while, I passed it around informally before I went to public with it, and I had the benefit of a former justice of our federal court in Australia consider the opinion, and he got back to me and said that it was solid and that it should be run, and then just for certainty had the further benefited of an informal review by a world-leading barrister, Queen's Counselor, who believes that it's well-argued and should run. So on the basis of getting my much more senior peers to review my work and getting the sign-off from them, I started distributing to select parties the opinion. We had no funding at that point, and so when you have no funding, you have to take a case that's got merits to lawyers and ask them if they'd like to run it, but they can only run it on the basis of what's called spec. That is to say, they won't receive any fees for their work unless they're successful, unless the case is successful.
Yeah, on a contingency, we call that as well. And we're about up on a break, and we're talking with Julian Gillespie, retired barrister in Australia right now, about the situation down under, and it's very similar around the world in terms of the vaccine carnage, I would call it, but it's different, unique in Australia in terms of what they have as far as options on challenge. And I want to talk to Julian more about that. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to the Australian Vaccination Risk Network and an article we'll review here with him to get, hopefully, a successful challenge for the people of Australia. Stand by. We'll be right back. robertscottbell.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're concerned for all the people of planet Earth here, even though this show originates out of the United States. But we've been watching all of the world impacted negatively, primarily by vaccine mandates on... And arguably, the gene therapy, which has been altered into a term called vaccination, I think inappropriately, but they can change the definitions to any words, I guess, at that point. The AVN down in Australia has links to the article I'm about to discuss with our new friend, Julian Gillespie, retired barrister down under, taking on or helping others to take on the government and their position that everybody should get the jab and be mandated to do so, and if not, should be maybe quarantined or should lose certain benefits or privileges from the government, whether it be child care credits or schooling or even the freedom to go to the grocery store. I don't know how bad this is getting there, Julian, but I'm glad that you're standing up for what's right.
Thank you, Robert. Just to finish the story off with where I was last at, I had the benefit of Meryl Dory getting in contact with me. She had seen several of the notes that I had published via social media just informing the community of the misinformation that's been coming out of government and with respect to these vaccines and particularly the vaccine injuries. Meryl, who is president of the AVN, conducted an interview with me, ended up being a two-part interview, and at the conclusion of that meeting together, I briefed her on this application, judicial review of a federal government with respect to the vaccines. The AVN got very enthusiastic and immediately offered to provide the first seed funding of $20,000 to kickstart a properly funded campaign. And the consequence of that is now we have instructing solicitors, and we also have only just this week delivered a brief to Queen's Counsel, that's a very, very senior barrister, so they can provide a final opinion and start the preparation for the filing of the paperwork to begin the proceedings. We hope within the next couple of weeks because of the urgency, underlying urgency, where we're witnessing on average about 3 to 4 deaths a day, not to mention the serious illnesses and injuries. So we need to get the court's attention very quickly.
Yeah, we've been reporting on a lot of data coming from all over the world, including all-cause mortality increase among those who have been fully jabbed, wherever they
yes.
are, versus
yes.
those who are not. And of course, we've had the discussion of so-called controversies that should be controversial at all. Those who have come through the COVID successfully and have natural immunity, why should they be forced to get the jab? There are risks of antibody-dependent enhancement, and this is coming from the MD and PhD community. Doctors acknowledge this, and so there's so much wrong with this situation. The question is, can we overcome the bias and or the corruption within the government? And again, I'm not picking on Australia alone. It's every government in the Western world that has seemingly conflicts of interest here. And it sounds like you've got a solid argument, and we'll go through that, and the links are there to review it. And for those of you from around the world that want to support it, there are even links to support their efforts economically. I believe you can donate to the AVN Judicial Review Trust Fund as well.
Yes, that would be helpful, Robert. This is, if you want to succeed legally, you have to invest in a good cause. There are plenty out there at the moment. We appreciate the efforts of every team that's challenging on every legal front. But like every team, they need to be financed to go through the court system. It's not a cheap process. The courts don't make it cheap. We've got a funding target of $300,000 Australian, and as of today, we're up to $128,000. So we expect to achieve that at some point in time, but we need the certainty of getting that funding target in place, and we can ensure that we've got the best team. We can employ the best team to bring the government hopefully to heal or at least to question and answer some outrageous conduct that's been occurring with respect to deaths, illnesses, and injuries from these vaccines.
Yeah, is there a genuine concern about protecting the public? Again, this is a universal concern I have. And also, you know, is there an ability of the average Australian, if they're injured or a family member is killed following these jabs, can they sue any of the manufacturers of the vaccines, or have they been given granted liability protection?
Same in this country as everywhere else. These manufacturers have refused supply unless they've got blanket immunity.
Wow.
The blanket immunity is dependent upon the authorizing authority, that's your FDA, for instance,
right,
allowing the drug to go to every single age group.
Oh, my gosh. Hold that thought. We're on another break. We've got a nice segment. We're going to continue to dive into this. For our fellow family members and friends down under in Australia, we're with you, we're praying for you, and we're actually talking about things that are happening in your country with Julian Gillespie. More after this.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Breaking at this hour, death of former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole. Former GOP senator has passed away at the age of 98. his wife announcing his passing, says it's with heavy hearts we announce it. Senator Robert Joseph Dole died early this morning in his sleep. At his death at age 98, he had served in the United States of America faithfully for 79 years. The former senator from Kansas announcing earlier this year he was being treated for stage 4 lung cancer. The new COVID variant has been detected now in at least 16 states. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy asked on CBS's Face the Nation how prevalent it is here in the country.
We've detected a couple of dozen cases here in the United States.
U.S. health officials saying the Delta variant seems to still be the majority of cases nationwide. This is USA Radio News. The court has issued yet another setback for President Biden's vaccine mandate. Here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation.
Security being increased at retail stores across the country as they face a pandemic of organized retail crime by smash-and-grab mobs. Major stores like Home Depot, CVS, Target, and Best Buy have taken the brunt of the damage by flash mob raids, which have increased in scope and size in recent weeks. Stores in California, Illinois, and Minnesota have been repeatedly attacked in the past few weeks, with the Bay Area being hit hard in particular. Critics are blaming the increase in serious property crimes on left-wing district attorneys and permissive policies by state governments. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, going global, not globalist, but, you know, caring, concern for the people of planet Earth, wherever you are. And in this case, in Australia, Julian Gillespie, retired barrister, we've been talking with, and we're going to continue our discussion here. Also supported through our friend Merrill Dorey and the AVN. They have a judicial review fundraising campaign. We talked about it. We just learned that Australia, just like the United States and Canada and other Western countries, have all basically granted special liability waivers to the manufacturers of these injections, so that if you were injured or killed or a family member is killed, you have no recourse to sue them. You may have to beg or plead the government to give you a little bit, if anything. And if it's an experimental, as it is in the United States still, there is no option. They can say, sorry, you're out of luck. And again, it sounds very similar to what's happening. And the adverse event rate down under, Julian, it's staggering. I know you don't have as many people in Australia as we do in the U.S., but per capita, it's still significant.
Yes, it is. So Australia has approximately 26 million. America, about 325 million, of course. What we can see from the publicly available data, and there's a huge underreporting issue that we'll discuss in a moment, but within the last 11 months of the rollout of these vaccines, we know of 685 deaths. Now, annually in Australia for the past 10 years, there are 20-plus other vaccines, standard vaccines, not mRNA vaccines, but the standard vaccines, 20-plus of those, administered every year, over 15 million doses administered every year. And from those 20-plus different vaccines, standard vaccines, we average 4.57 deaths a year. That's always going to be a consequence in taking vaccines. I won't speak to that too much, but it's only 4.57. Within the last 11 months of just these vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, we're up to 685 deaths. And we have a ton of people who are disabled and a ton of people who are suffering illnesses. And so we're talking about people who have now been made quadriplegics, for instance. And there's not just one, there's many of them. Now, speaking to the underreporting issue, the underreporting issue is because the system of reporting is voluntary, just like with the Bayer system in the U.S. Now, in the U.S., this data in the U.S. is as applicable to Australians as our data is applicable to you. Same yes. vaccines administered to the same cohort, that is humans. Now, currently in the VAERS system for continental USA, you're looking at nearly 9,000 reported deaths and hundreds of thousands of just reports of adverse events. Now, Dr. Jessica Rose, who has presented on several occasions to the FDA's Vaccine and Biological Products Advisory Committee. That's the committee which advises whether, you know, children 12 and up should be receiving these vaccines or not. Dr. Jessica Rose is phenomenally respected when it comes to analyzing VAERS data. Now, on the issue of underreporting, she and another four of her colleagues have done the maths, which they're qualified to do, to try and ascertain the rate of underreporting for these vaccines. Now, all five of those experts use different statistical modelling to try and work out the underreporting rate. They all arrived at about the same rate, which is 31 times. Mm-hmm. So where you currently have nearly 9,000 reported deaths, when you apply that, the under-reporting factor of 31, that means America is looking at somewhere in the area of a quarter of a million people having died from these vaccines. The same under-reporting factor of 31 can be applied to those suffering myocarditis, pericarditis, those who are suffering physical disability, so on and so forth. So you start to see these numbers are absolutely outrageous.
They're staggering, staggering.
Unprecedented in the history of any medicine, introduced yes. at any time in the history of humanity.
Yeah, and think about this. I'm sure it's the same, Julian, in Australia. Like, if there's a tainted, let's say, a batch of lettuce that is from one particular area, the whole country stops. The news is national. Oh, my gosh, turn yeah. in that lettuce. Somebody might get a stomach yeah. ache, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And we've seen the absurdity of what you're talking about in the past, where there'd be national outrage over a lettuce.
Yes.
But on this occasion, and I can tell you why we're not seeing the same controversy. What the FDA, the CDC, the Australian equivalent, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, and the equivalent bodies in the UK and Europe all perform is what's called pharmacovigilance. And that particularly goes to the post-marketing safety surveillance of a drug after it's been released to the community for use. And so there is this safety surveillance that is meant to be occurring with respect to these vaccines, and that involves receiving these adverse event reports and then passing them through various epidemiological and statistical models to look for serious signals. Okay? Now, here's the way they've skewed it. You would think America having 250,000 people die from these vaccines is a sufficiently serious signal. But it's the equations that they're actually using, which is helping the CDC and the FDA to not have to say, oh, there's something serious going on. We dug up a report released by the CDC on 29 January of this year, where they introduced for these COVID vaccines a new method of calculating when a serious signal arises. It's called the proportional reporting ratio. It can be found on page 16 of the report. We provide a link later on somewhere, hopefully. But the use of this particular equation means that one vaccine can kill 10,000 people. It will show the same proportional reporting ratio output as another vaccine which kills only two people. Meaning, where a vaccine kills 10, no safety signal will be identified between one vaccine that kills two people and one that kills 10,000 people. So the actual ratio that they're using is intentionally used to dampen serious safety signals. And that goes obviously against common sense and reason, but they're sticking to the maths.
Well, and I imagine that if you report this to what we call our mainstream media sources, and you have that, of course, in Australia as well versus new media, alternative media, they won't present this at all. They won't acknowledge it. And there's an inherent bias to look at people that are raising questions about it as they slander them with the term anti-vaxxer, which we know has been redefined to mean even if you take every jab the government says you have to have, if you're simply opposed to mandates, you're considered an anti-vaxxer. So you don't get much traction in the press to gather the consciousness of the people of Australia. Because I was wondering if they knew this, might they be outraged enough to act and even engage in civil disobedience despite rubber bullets?
Now, our mainstream media has been bought as much as the American press and mainstream press and every other mainstream outlet around the globe. I mean, in fact, to that end, we have 1 million people march in one city, and the mainstream media has actually been filmed and spoken to by our alternate media sitting in empty streets, you know, 3 streets away, and later that night reporting that a few thousand people
they are really trying to keep a hold on and dampen the consciousness of the people like we see everywhere. So you have to do, I say guerrilla tactics, but you're also engaged in going through the court system as constitutionally prescribed there in Australia, with the odds stacked against you because of the bias and the corruption. I think you see a lot of good people that are waking up to this that may have been completely pro-vaccine in their entire life, now suddenly saying, hey, there's something that is not the same here, and we really need to take a look at this.
Yes, and this is where it's very important to have a discussion with you and similar media persons in Australia, just talking about our proposed application, which we hope to have filed shortly. The very information, you know, the providing of this story helps people sit back and go, oh, hold on, there's some pretty serious lawyers are wanting to challenge their federal government with respect to the continued supply of these things. Something mustn't be right, because those guys generally don't muck around or waste a court's time. And so we're having our discussion today assists those who are thinking about vaccination or getting further shots to maybe pause for a moment, so we're assisting their informed consent to go and get more information first. Now, the federal court that we're approaching in this country has got a very esteemed background, a very honourable background of getting a lot of stuff right. Once we get the case underway, a lot of the community will be informed that it is really hit, that the rubber's hit the road. And one benefit of these lockdowns is that all the courts here had to resort to video conferencing of their court cases. Now, of course, a court is a public forum. And we had one case in one of the state Supreme Courts, which, you know, the usual public gallery in a court can perhaps accommodate 100, maybe 150 people. With the advent of teleconferencing, when that challenge to state mandates occurred here a couple of short months ago, we had an online audience over 400,000. So we're anticipating that we'll be reaching similar or greater audience numbers for our federal court application, which throws the spotlight onto a government which is asked to explain to the community where 4.57 deaths annually was regarded as the upper limit and acceptable from conventional vaccines. Where is the government authorized to say that, as far as we know, 680 deaths are now acceptable?
Right.
And we know
right.
we've got an underreporting rate of 31.
So well, it's stunning. And what I'll say as we wrap up this segment, we got one more to go. Eventually, yes. Everyone will know someone who's been injured or killed by the jabs. And that, unfortunately, is the price that might have to be paid in order for everybody to wake up in Australia, despite the mainstream media not covering it. We'll be right back with one more round with Julian Gillespie out of Australia.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to support the efforts of the Australian Vaccination Risk Network and our new friend Julian Gillespie out of Australia to help the people of Australia, or maybe you're listening in Australia because we do have a lot of fans there, please follow through on these links that you can find at robertscottbell.com. A couple of more things in this short segment, Julian, you want to communicate to the world, much less those of us or those who are listening in Australia right now.
Yes, thank you, Robert. If we are successful in the federal court and force the federal government to suspend or cancel these vaccines, well, then the mandates that have been and are being imposed on, in the various states and territories of Australia, they disappear straight away, because if you haven't got the vaccine, the mandates are of no use at law. So that's one upside. It will take a lot of stress off the entire population. The other point is, if we do have our federal court, which is a superior court of record in Australia, very similar to your Supreme Court, if we do have a successful outcome, that creates an international precedent which other superior courts in other nations have to take notice of, particularly when it goes to the safety of the population with respect to these vaccines. So there's a flow-on effect which benefits the global community for our efforts here in Australia. Yes, not to say we're the only ones doing it. There's great work being done in America, but we've all got to push towards similar results.
Right. So, yeah, and it makes sense, but people didn't think about it. If you can get the vax suspended based on the injury and death rate, which is far superseding anything in recorded history in Australia, the United States, etc., then, of course, what have they to mandate? There's nothing left, right? And so it all begins to crumble. Now, I'm not to say that this is a slam dunk, as we say in America on basketball terms, but there's a lot of pressure that's going to be brought with these things, because there's such – let's say, well-thought-out arguments that are being presented, very strong, they're very difficult to circumvent. I'm not saying they won't try, and I know you're aware of that, Julian, but again, if you raise the funds needed and you get enough people putting their heads together on this thing, maybe we could see freedom be restored for the people of Australia, and then, as you said, precedent set for the whole world.
Yes, that's the hope. We are looking to America and the UK and Europe just as much as we hope. All of those countries, the people of those countries, are looking to Australia for solutions to what has been imposed upon everybody. So we're all in this boat together. I'd like to thank you for your time today, Robert.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know we're at time zone differences. You're a day ahead of us, but, you know, our prayers go with you as well. And are you thinking that you may have to come out of retirement officially, or do you think you can get enough support that you feel comfortable that the people that will pick this up can do an adequate job?
They can definitely do an adequate job. My advising from the background is sufficient. There are highly esteemed and incredibly capable legal people here who can now take the ball from me and hopefully get it over the line for a result for everyone watching. So I fortunately won't have to come out of retirement fully. I can just enjoy the camaraderie of some very fine legal minds here.
Excellent. And I know that we live at a time of celebrity worship, and I know that that's not what we do here, but I acknowledge the consciousness out there. Are there any people of influence in Australia or Aussies abroad that have spoken to these issues and said, you know, how outraged they are about the behavior of the government that could maybe sway the public a little bit?
Yes, there's been several very fine politicians. I never normally use that term. But yeah. We've got Senator Gerard Rennick. We've got Monica Smith. She's the leader of Reignite Democracy Australia. She was held in prison under very, very harsh conditions until the government finally released her on terms which didn't restrict her freedom. So she's become quite an appropriate and proper folk hero.
Excellent.
Here.
Yeah.
And we look to some of the American commentators. Robert Malone, of course, is brilliant. And yep. Your Dr. Peter McCullough.
Excellent.
Is an extraordinary advocate.
And we also have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's done incredible work
yes.
in the new book, The Real Anthony yes. Fauci, which, by the way, next hour, for those that missed it, we've got Bobby Kennedy joining us to talk about The Real Anthony Fauci and all that relates to this dilemma that we are seeing around the world, including in Australia. Julian Gillespie, God bless you. Thank you for all that you're doing there. Shout out to our friends, including Merrill Dory and others. We pray that you will succeed. And anything we can do on this end, let us know. And I'll remind everybody, despite even the darkest looks, the power to heal is still yours. Thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.